you're back, ladies and gentlemen, for the second hour of this April 5th edition of the Liberty Hour. Again, sorry, I got distracted there for a second looking at my kids out there playing in the snow. Even though we are at least 2 weeks into spring, we still have a lot of snow up here. Anyway, we had a fascinating first hour with former Treasury official Paul Craig Roberts talking about his take as to what is going on in our world right now and what it may bring to us tomorrow. And before the break, we were listening to the wise words of Byron from Canada. So, Byron, go ahead with what you were saying.
Anyway, if I remember right, what I read was the top 1% of the Americans or United States, they control or own 50% of the wealth in the United States. And out of that 1%, there's a very large majority of them are Jewish. So I don't think they really need to rely on the aid that's going to Israel to for money to buy our congressman. The second thing I'd like to say, he was talking about war crimes. You know, if Hitler and Germany would have won the war, World War II, there would have been no such thing as Nuremberg, the trials. You know, Hitler probably would have ended up being looked at as a hero. So as long as the United States has the by far the military advantage over anybody else, I don't think anybody has to worry about being brought before any world court for war crimes. And the third thing I think is what is going on here. I don't know if you guys listened to Jesse Ventura on Alex Jones. And I tell you, I think his words has made a dent into a lot of people's mind, and I'll tell you why. What makes me say that? I probably phone about 3 to 4, some probably up to 5 congressmen and senators every week their offices, and most of the time when I bring up 9/11, a lot of times they wouldn't even talk about it. And this time, this week, you know, you bring up Jesse Ventura's name, and I said, "Well, did you know what he said about 9/11?" And most of the time, like I said, you bring up, well, we can't talk about it. And the 3 offices that I phoned, every one of them said that they knew who Jesse was. And they, 2 of them said they've seen the film on on Building 7. And they, and then when I asked them, I said, well, you still think that they weren't brought down by controlled demolition? And, they basically said, well, you know, they kind of agreed that something was happening. And the 3rd one, he said he would take a look at it. And I'm telling you, before this last week, you couldn't hardly get anybody that would even give you the time of day. They were very, you know, respectful. And it wasn't dismissing me as some crackpot. And I think Jesse Ventura, that interview he did with Alex Jones, I think, you know, is maybe reaching more people than you know, previous people that came out and spoke on it. And the other thing, what I was going to say, and why I think this is important, I think United States, possibly, the only one that's going to bring these people to justice is going to be the American people themselves. It ain't going to be a foreign government or the United Nations or whatever. It's going to be the people right here in the United States that will, hopefully, if we can keep this thing, 9/11, out in the forefront, maybe the people will get some honest people in there that's going to bring these criminals to justice. But I think as long as there's, you know, I think the truth is coming out. And I think like Cheney and those guys, they probably are maybe getting a little bit worried. And I think that's another reason why they've got to keep this war against Muslims and terrorists going, is, you know, keep people's mind off of what the truth is on what happened on 9/11 and keep it focused on the Muslims and Arabs and so-called terrorists. Anyway, I'll hang up, and if you want to discuss it, that's fine. If not, that's fine, too.
Bye. All right, Byron, always good to hear from you. Okay, Phil, what do you have to say about that?
Very interesting overview. I did not get the Jesse Ventura interview. I would love to hear it, but I bet we get him on our show soon.
Yeah, I agree with you, and we're going to put that on the front burner. He's always been an interesting man, to say the least. Anyway, Phil, there's that music, which means we're going to the break. Why don't you bring us in after the break, and then we will bring up USS Liberty survivor Larry Thorne. Everybody, stay tuned.
Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems, like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the second hour of the two-hour show of the Liberty Hour, and it is my special honor and privilege to bring on one of my shipmates, a very good friend and hero of the Liberty. Larry Thorne was a second-class machinery repairman aboard the Liberty, and him and I were quite good friends aboard the ship. And also, I might add that Larry is a very proud Jewish American. And Larry, welcome to the show. And on behalf of Mark and myself, it is our pleasure to have you on. And we appreciate your time this morning you're giving us. So if you would, please, just give us an overview of your thoughts on the attack on the ship and what has happened to you over the years and the names you've been called and so on and so forth, if you would, please.
Bill, I'm sorry, I should have interrupted you, which is one of my trademarks, but we lost Larry, and we're trying to get him back. He's, for whatever reason, the phone lines have gone down. So as soon as I get word from our producer there at RBN that we've got Larry back on, I'll let you go through that entire thing that you just went through again. But anyway, Phil, why don't you tell everybody the good news that we got this week? We got a couple of good pieces of good news. First of all, the fact that we've got some important guests who are going to be coming on here in the near future, and then also the listenership.
Well, yes. The very, very good news is that we picked up two more new radio stations that, that broadcast us live around the country, and I think that's a total of nine, isn't it, Mark?
Yes, I believe it is nine stations now.
And, of course, with RBN and whoever else picks us up from that outlet. So it we are getting the listeners, and we appreciate the people that want to listen to our show, and for all the right reasons.
Amen. And our new guests that we're going to be having here in the next couple of weeks.
Yes, we're going to be having Pete McCluskey, a former congressman from California, and also Paul Finley, former congressman of Illinois. Both great men. Pete served in the United States Marine Corps, and Paul was a congressman, I believe, for about 16 years in the United States Congress until he went up against the Israeli lobby, and they quickly got him out of office. But he, same thing happened to Pete McCluskey also. He challenged him, and the Israeli lobby and their money went after him, and they got him out of office. But these are two great men, two great heroes, and looking forward to having them on the show.
Yeah, and also, too, it is important to note that both of these men have been stalwart supporters of the liberty issue. I cannot recommend highly enough Paul Finley's book, They Dare to Speak Out, and another book that he wrote known as Deliberate Deceptions, both of which deal with the power of the Israeli lobby. Former Congressman Findlay addresses what happened to you guys 40 years ago out there on the Liberty and then the cover-up that has taken place. And so we couldn't be happier to have these two men on. They have, you know, Paul Craig Roberts was mentioning when he was on last hour about how these elected officials and how these military leaders are so willing to sell out their country if it means being financially empowered or if it means getting, as Paul Craig Roberts said, another star on their shoulder board. Well, these two men paid the ultimate price in terms of the world of politics in that they lost their seats, they lost their jobs, because they dared to speak out, just as the title of Paul Finley's book suggests. So we cannot honor these men enough. They did pay the ultimate price, and so we are obviously very happy to have them on. Now, I haven't gotten a note from my producer yet saying that we have Larry Thorne on the line, but in the meantime, anybody out there who'd like to call in, of course, our number is 800-313-9443. We'd like to hear from you. You know, Phil, when we started this program, I guess this is the seventh edition of our show. You know, we kind of kicked around ideas as to how we were going to go about this. Obviously, the name of the show, The Liberty Hour, and the fact that you are a survivor of Liberty, we decided to make this kind of the centerpiece of our discussion. But as you know and as the listeners know, you know, it is really branched out and it has gotten much bigger, you see. And this is one of the points I think that you have made many times both on and off the air, which is that the Liberty incident, and I hate to use that word incident because it wasn't an incident, it was an attack. And it also happens to be the name of that horrible book that was written by Judge Jay Kristol that basically, you know, exonerated Israel for the attack. Nothing but cover to cover, just nothing but a complete fabrication and an absolute bastardization of the truth. But, you know, the thing is that the Liberty incident, the Liberty attack, the last 40 years of what has happened, you know, as you pointed out, as Paul Craig Roberts pointed out, we are dealing with this thing today. It's not ancient history anymore. We are dealing with this in the fact that we are fighting this disastrous war in Iraq and Afghanistan, and it's just beginning. Now, why don't you comment on that for a minute?
Well, absolutely, I will. And you brought up a person's book that was given a five-star rating by a gentleman that is running for the highest office in the land, and that is Senator John McCain. And he basically said that the conclusions that A.J. Crystal came up with in his book was the same conclusions that his father came up with on June the 18th, 1967, 10 days after the attack. Now, how do you do a thorough board of inquiry on a ship that had just been attacked by a foreign government and almost sunk with 821 rocket cannon holes in it, thousands of armor-piercing bullets, and a torpedo hole in the side of the ship you could fit a house into? My question is, I think Craig Roberts answered it pretty well, is that they will do anything, anybody that wants to further their career, they will sell their souls to the devil to do it. And I was very disappointed to see that the commander of the forces in Europe, which was our commander, Admiral McCain, would sign off on a piece of garbage like he did. And since then, Captain Ward Boston, the author of the Board of Inquiry, has since recanted and said it's nothing but a bunch of lies and it's trash. So it was a phony baloney deal then, and it's a phony baloney deal now. I wish that many other people that were involved in this would have come forward earlier. I used to speak to Isaac Kidd on a regular basis. I'd call him every Christmas. And I would always send him a Christmas card, and I'd ask him every Christmas if he would ever change his story. And I never did persuade him to change his story. He says, it is what it is, and I stand by what the board says. But then here we have Captain Boston that completely defies that and says, no, Isaac Kidd knew exactly what was going on, and he was just following orders like he was. So, Mark, we have a long hill to climb, but as long as the American people know that this was no accident and it can happen again, it will happen again, and pray to God it doesn't happen soon, but it looks like with the dire consequences that Paul Craig Roberts spoke about, we're in deep trouble, and it looks like it's going to happen before George Bush's watch is over. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I hate to sound so apocalyptic, but, you know, the fact of the matter is that we have lunatics at the helm, and they, you know, it's like we're all on this bus, and the guy driving the bus is a madman, and he is intent upon taking this bus over the cliff with all of us on it. And so, you know, obviously the most disheartening thing out of all of this is seeing the fact that the American people are not aware of this fact. You know, even now when it's really starting to hit them in their pocketbook, if we're to give any credence even to a small percentage of the polls that are taken out there, and of course I don't believe in the polls, but you know, I listen to the conversations that take place in the grocery stores and feed stores and things like that. You know, I sat and listened to some gal behind the counter the other day, an older gal, and by older I mean, you know, she's not some teeny bopper, but rather somebody our age. And she says, we just got to go kill them all. We got to go over there and we got to kill them all. Even though her business is suffering, even though her taxes are going up, the price of everything is going up, she still is willing to go over there and fight 1.5 billion people. There's our music, and after we get back, we'll bring some of the callers up. So everybody, stay tuned.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, for the second hour of the two-hour show of the Liberty Hour. And it looks like we lost Larry. He lives down in Mexico. He must have some phone problems. But we'll get him back next time. But anyway, I just want to thank you all for listening to us and remembering the USS Liberty and the brave men that died aboard that ship June 8, 1967, and the survivors that are begging for the truth to come out and be exonerated so these men do not and will not have died in vain. And I'd like to bring up a caller here. It looks like we got Eileen from Florida. Are you there, Eileen?
Thank you very much. Sorry the other caller fell through, but I do want to talk about Paul Findlay. On June 8th last year, I heard him speak at a luncheon in D.C., and he said, pity that we cannot seem to shed our fear of Israel. We are afraid to speak out on Capitol Hill for fear of losing the next election. They are more like trained poodles jumping through hoops than leaders. Why this fear? How did we get here? 40 years ago to this day, June 8, 1967, the change occurred, the floodgates opened, and money poured into Israel as never before. When LBJ heard about the USS Liberty being attacked by Israel, he ordered the rescue planes to return to the deck. The rescue mission was aborted, and the survivors have said they heard LBJ's voice tell Admiral Geis, get those planes back here. I don't care if the ship sinks. I will not embarrass Israel. And then you all know way better than me how he threatened LBJ McNamara. They threatened you all and not to speak. But we have to remember that in 1776, 55 rich white landowners had the wisdom and foresight to write our Declaration of Independence, and it is in our right as we the people to rise up and alter and abolish any government which becomes destructive of the truth that are self-evident, that we're all equal and that we all have these rights, and life and liberty are like the first two, and liberty means freedom, and liberty is the USS Liberty. So it's definitely, yeah, get on your congresspeople, light a fire there, get vocal with your friends and family. But we also got to get on top of the big boy corporate media. Why aren't they talking to the candidates about this issue? And not just this issue, which is, I mean, this is where everything begins, but 40 years of military occupation of Palestine, Gaza. Now is the time that we, the people, have it in our power to really have an effect and not just go ahead and have another status quo politician beholden to the industrial military complex and AIPAC and the religious right. It's we, the people. We've got to rise up. So I think I've talked way too much. So go ahead and respond, and thank you.
All right, Eileen. Always good to hear from Eileen. She's right, Phil, but... you know, doggone it, I didn't know Paul Finley was there last year. I wish I had known, because I was there. I would have obviously gone up.
No, he was. I was at the Arab American.
Oh, that's right.
At the conference when you guys were doing the other. And Paul, this is the guy who woke me up. I mean, he was the first one to wake me up, and then Phil really woke me up when I got to meet him in October. And I was so hoping that your other caller would be on, because I'm still looking for more of these survivors to talk with. Oh, and that was the other thing, if I can please also just remind you guys about the documentary that's heading now into post-production. The link is on my site, and I'm sure it's on your site, but I don't even know the link to your site. You need to send it to me, Mark. WeAreWideAwake.org. I'm going to tell you the verse from Luke 12, too. There is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. And this documentary, they've interviewed everybody except Doc Kiefer. I'm hoping we can get some Doc Kiefer stories from that you survivors will talk about, this amazing Doc Kiefer. But the link there on the YouTube, this documentary is heading to post-production. They need to raise the funds for that, but it's just absolutely critical we get this documentary out there now before we vote for president. McCain is a big reason we got to, we the people really need to see this documentary. So please check out the link on the YouTube, and you can get it through my site under the USS Liberty series and my interviews with some of the guys on WeAreWideAwake.org. Thank you for letting me interrupt.
All right, Eileen, thank you for calling. Let's see. I lost my train of thought, as usual, other than to just say amen to everything that Eileen said. We have a lot of other callers, so we ought to just go ahead and start bringing them up. Let's bring up George from Florida. George, come on up.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How you doing?
Good morning.
Yes. You know, the thing is, we've been trying to do, and that is, to counter this nonsense, is, you know, we got to start taking back our local governments.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and the thing is, you know, I got to say, starting with our local governments and in our state houses, because if we can get the, if we can put people in our state legislatures and, you know, in our local government, you know, we might be able to counter what Washington's doing, because as sovereign nation states, the government's supposed to work for the states, not the states for the federal government, and we should be able to counter this. I mean, you've got real ID Act.
Hold that thought. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back, and we will delve into this. I think it's a very important topic. Everybody, stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, for this April the 5th edition of the Liberty Hour. George from Florida, you were bringing up a very important point that I totally agree with you on this. If we can take back our local governments, including our state governments, we would be able, if we had enough people in there, to really cause a lot of problems for the powers that be. I mean, take, for example, you know, we were talking about Jesse Ventura earlier. This guy is a former governor of Minnesota, and as a result of the remarks that he made, one of our callers was able to actually get at least some type of verbal reaction on the part of these congressmen that he regularly calls, you see. Take, for example, also the governor of Montana, who said that his state will not comply with this national ID that the Department of Homeland Security is trying to implement. He's saying that his state will not comply with it. And as a result of this, the Department of Homeland Security was forced to alter some of its rules and regulations. At the very least, even if they do wind up pushing this through, the lesson to be learned from this is that one man with a little bit of power in his corner, he can create a lot of problems for the powers that be. And so I would agree with you on this. You know, this is something that I have talked about with other patriots and activists, is that we need to start running for state offices, such as, you know, the House of Representatives or the State Senate, something like that. It's not as difficult as people might think. And what you gain by this, even though you may not be able to affect anything in a direct way, you have a platform for running your big mouth. And this is the thing I think that the powers that be fear more than anything else. I mean, look, Jesse Ventura gets on Alex Jones's show and starts talking about, you know, that the buildings coming down in New York, that it all appeared as if it were a controlled demolition. And all of a sudden, the U.S. Congress is taking note of that. So, George, do you have any more thoughts on that?
Yes, about like the state governments. And another thing is, too, it's like I am praying for a couple states to do two things that will really, I think, really start hammering at the powers that be. It's like a few states have their own currencies to start competing against our U.S. dollar. Mm-hmm. That might stop it from the value from devaluating more. And number two, if we do take back our state governments, we have to tell the federal government the 17th Amendment was never ratified. In recalling our two U.S. senators back to the state capitol, we are going to start appointing our senators. Senators are ambassadors that were sent to a foreign nation called Washington, D.C., as mm-hmm. ambassadors. You look at the PD 51, the Military Commissions Act, the John Ward Defense Authorization. You know, it's like the U.S. senators are so disconnected from the people of their states.
Mm-hmm.
And as our legislatures are supposed to appoint these senators. You know, we wouldn't have these NAFTA or GATT treaties. We wouldn't have a U.N. charter. And it was the sent through the U.S. senators in the states back in Andrew Jackson's day, that killed the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And these U.S. senators, if they were appointed by legislatures, would kill the bank.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have these large multinational conglomerates running mm-hmm. our government because the U.S. senators, I mean, because our senators are a check against Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it's, and you know, starting with our state governments, we need to say, this amendment was never ratified, and we're recalling our U.S. senators. I mean, I'm thinking about putting up a website, you know, asking people like maybe Montana, Idaho, or one of these states that people do not cast their ballot for a U.S. senator, but put Article 1, Section 3, 17th Amendment, never ratified. State legislatures have to appoint the senators.
Well, George, for the benefit of the people listening, let's explain what you're talking about here. You see, ladies and gentlemen, of course, it's been a little while since I've studied up on this, but the way that it used to be is that the U.S. senators, they were not elected by the people, per se. They were elected by the various legislatures of the state. So George is correct in that the U.S. senator being sent to Washington, D.C., they basically were there as ambassadors of that particular state, and they were there to keep Washington in check so that Washington could not abrogate the authority of the states. Now, all of this changed with the 17th Amendment, as George is talking about, which allowed for the popular election of these senators instead of the state sending these senators. Of course, it's very important because you have to remember that in the Senate, as opposed to in the House of Representatives, in the Senate, this is where all treaties are made, and you have to keep in mind that agreements between the federal government and the various states, at one time they were considered treaties, you see, and this is why the senators from these various states were there, because they were negotiating treaties with the U.S. government, which was considered to be a foreign entity. So George is correct about this. Unfortunately, you know, people... I mean, let's just be honest about this, George. This topic came up in 1861, these very things that you're talking about right now. So we're talking about basically 180 years or more, or I'm sorry, 130 years or more. And it was more or less settled, okay? The states were crushed. They were destroyed. They became creatures of the federal government. But what I would say, you know, it is not all hopeless. you know, my position is that when this entire thing comes crashing down, whatever is left for us to build on, that is going to be the time for us to implement these changes. But unfortunately, you know, my feeling is that until things start to come crashing down and people start to feel the pinch, they're not going to take anything seriously. You can go on all day long about how, you know, the government does this and the government does that, and it's illegal and it's unconstitutional and all the rest of that stuff. But your response from the average American is, yeah, but we're a free country. George, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Okay. Phil.
Yes.
Philip Francis Turney.
That would be me.
What do you got to say about that?
A very interesting phone call, a very interesting topic. I got a little history lesson there myself. But it does start at the local level. And if people would, use their vote to get people in that are going to do the people's will, we could change this country. It would not change overnight, but it would be a start.
Amen. Phil, we got a couple more callers to bring up. Should we do it?
Let's do it.
All right, John from Tennessee. Come on up, John.
Hello, Phil. Thank you for all you did. I was a 10-year-old when the Liberty was going on. But I do thank you, and if I recall history properly, wasn't it the Gulf of Tonkin shortly before the Liberty? And is it possible that Johnson knew that word of the false flag operation on the in the Gulf of Tonkin was being exposed, and this time, and I say this sarcastically, he wanted to be sure that they did it right?
Do you hear that, Phil?
Yes, I did. Well, I think that I think you're exactly right, and the attack on our ship was planned so well and executed so well. There's no doubt that Lyndon Johnson wanted us on the bottom.
It gave him plausible deniability to say that he did not want to embarrass Israel when in effect they were conspiring together to bring the ship to the bottom.
Absolutely, it did do that. But the catch 22 that got Johnson caught was that we called the jet aircraft. And he called them his Israeli friends and allies when we didn't know who was attacking us. How did he know who was attacking us?
Right.
So
he knew because he had planned it.
Absolutely.
And very quickly, in response to George, I agree, but if I do recall history properly, in this instance, the War Powers Act has been implemented since it's either World War One or World War Two, which basically has suspended the Constitution, which makes it of little or no effect unless it's to the benefit of the powers that be. What we need to do is get a president and officials in Washington that realize that the War Powers Act, gentlemen, was never lifted. So we're still operating under it as a nation, which is why President Bush could say what he said about the Constitution and not wanting to hear about it because it was just a blankety-blank piece of paper. He apparently knows that this country has not been operating constitutionally for several decades. So the first thing we need to do is get the War Powers Act, I don't know the proper term, but to quit operating under it and get back to the Constitution.
Well, absolutely. I agree with you. Let me ask you a question. If 7 years ago plus, say, however long he's been in office, George Bush, would you have believed what this country, what kind of shape it is in just seven and a half short years, how it has changed?
I believe it because I lived through it, but I never would have dreamed that it would have been possible. What's happened, Phil and Mark? It is Mark, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what has happened, in my opinion, is that, and I'm a product, my friends, of the Detroit public school system in the 60s. And even then, in Detroit in the 60s, they taught the kids, they taught the students how to think, not what to think. Mm-hmm. And the schools and the teachers we have now have been taught by globalists and communist teachers what to think. Don't be an independent free thinker. Don't let the banks get in the way. We will tell you what to think, and you be obedient little pupils. And that's the downfall of this country. When we cannot see the forest for the trees, and we refuse to stare the truth in the face and become responsible when we see the direction that our country is going in. And Phil, you know it. I was in the military in the 70s. And as an 18-year-old, when I saw our government supporting Iraq and Iran simultaneously in 1975, and in 1980 they're warring against each other, is it any wonder that these people in Iraq and Iran don't like us? It blows my mind, you know?
Oh, well, you're absolutely right. No wonder they don't like us. And the munitions sent to Iraq, including chemical agents, they came straight from the United States. So I think that we have nobody else to blame but ourselves.
Well, we do have people to blame, and it is us, because we, and I'm speaking to myself. As a kid, as a 10-year-old or a 13-year-old, I was interested in playing. Lyndon Johnson had been giving away so much of this nation's wealth to people that either wouldn't work, or they had five or six kids by five or six men that my father was busting his back to try and support his family. It was the same thing going on then as now, but we know about it now, so we have a responsibility, and one day we're going to be accountable. What did you do when you found out the truth? Did you sit back and watch football, or did you do what Phil and Mark and John Stadtmiller and the others at the network and the other patriots are doing? Stand up and call black black, call wrong wrong, and do what's right come hell or high water. I mean, that's what we've got to determine in our hearts to do. Do right.
Absolutely.
And if you'll do right, you'll never be able to be guilty of doing wrong if you strive to do right.
That's right. And John, you know, John's probably gone, but I'm going to address this towards him. Even at the end of the day, if we have done nothing to really put out this horrible fire that's destroying the political, cultural structure of our country, at least we can say at the end of the day, well, listen, I did the best that I could with what I had. And, you know, having a clean conscience can be a wonderful thing. You know, to not have to deal with regret and to say, I should have and I could have and I would have, but blah, 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 blah. I mean, that's a horrible thing. You can never live that down. You can never live down guilt or either guilt by omission or commission. So, John, as usual, his comments are always well taken and very wise. And, boy, Phil, we are really lucky to have listeners out there like John and others, and following up on John's comments, you know, let's just give a hip hip hooray to John Stadtmiller and the folks there at RBN for giving us this platform to do this show, because I guarantee you they are catching a lot of hell as a result of allowing us to be on the air. What do you think?
Oh, I think you're absolutely right, and it is a very fortunate and wonderful day every Saturday that we're allowed to be on the air and tell the truth and get the truth out. That's what this show is all about, is not letting history repeat itself as the USS Liberty. And if the Liberty incident would have been taken care of in 1967, this country country would be in a lot better shape than it is now. And it just absolutely breaks my heart to see what's going on with the fuel prices. The food prices are going up. Everything's going up except the paychecks. And people, as you said on one of your on one of the shows, Mark, that people are going to the pawn shops, hawking their guns and their jewelry and whatever, just to get gas money to go back and forth to work. Mm-hmm. Now, are we looking back at the Great Depression? Are we looking at food, bread lines, soup lines? I don't think it's too far-fetched if we don't change this country now and take it back and quit giving all our money away to people like Israel and any foreign government as far as that goes.
Mm-hmm.
Let them stand on their own two feet. I mean,
Amen.
We have to. Why can't they?
Exactly. Phil, we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to bring up our last caller for the day. So everybody stay tuned, and we will be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, for the last few minutes of this April 5th broadcast of the Liberty Hour. I want to thank you, Phil, and I want to thank you for being here today. Again, thank John Stattmiller for giving us this forum. And that's one of the things, Phil. I think we lose sight of dealing with all of this very depressing and troubling information is that we lose sight of hope. And with good reason. I mean, we're up against some very, very powerful forces. In fact, the most powerful forces that mankind has ever seen. But, you know, nevertheless, we know that storms only last for a while, no matter how bad the hurricane is. Eventually it's gonna blow through, and eventually it's gonna lose its energy, and then that's gonna be it. So we do have to keep that in mind, is that all good things, whether they're good or bad, they don't last forever. So with that in mind, Phil, let's bring up our last caller for the day, and it is Bill in Idaho. Bill, come on up.
Yes, bless you. Very much appreciate the information and the efforts for the Republic. For your guest, or your co-host, as well as yourself, I was hoping that you would be able to look at For the Record, Dave Emery, if you Google it up, and review the history in regard to their interpretation of the Liberty Incident, and I hate that word, but FTR 572 in reference to 394, Menwith Hill. Considering the intel history involved in both areas, one being the Liberty and one being 911, I would only ask that you'd review them for the discussion in regard to the war crimes. I respect Byron so very much and our Canadian brothers in this patriot effort for the battle for the Republic, if not the third world nations that have suffered so greatly because of our inattention and inability to get control of these Nazis. However, considering the war crimes issue, I would suggest Helena. These people have performed war against those that they supposedly were to represent, and they violated their employment contract, which obviously then puts them in the sad and unfortunate position of having no force of law other than force of arms. And I thank you so very much, Mr. Tierney, for being on each week and everything you do for the Republic. Mark? Congratulations again. Good luck.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bill. Always good to hear from Bill. Gosh, there's just something about Idaho that produces good people. What do you say about that, Phil?
Yes, it is. And, you know, I want to comment on the war crimes. The Liberty survivors have been there and done that, and we filed a war crimes report, and we were trying to get it to the Congress and for them to look at it and review it, because the government of Israel committed many war crimes against us on June 8, 1967. But that report was stopped at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and it was shut down at that point. And a person by the name of Ron Kugel worked very, very, very hard to get that report done and out, and they just swept it under the rug like they do everything else. So when it comes to Israel, Israel can do no wrong.
Mm-hmm. But you know what, Phil? Like I said before, all things come to an end, good and bad. And unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, criminals think that their winning streak goes on forever, but it doesn't. And these guys, eventually, Lady Luck is going to run out on them, and then justice will be served. Anyway, that's it for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Phil, why don't you steer us out of here?
I will. I just want to say, hey, thanks to Manny for helping us out. He's a great guy, and he keeps us going in the right direction. And thanks again, Mark, for another great show, and I'm looking forward to next week.
God bless you all out there. Liberty. God bless.